Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Mannarino. Pre-market report on this Wednesday, September 20th, 2023. Before you even get started, thank you. Thank all of you from the bottom of my heart for your outpouring of love. Absolutely unbelievable with Dolly, who did cross the Rainbow Bridge yesterday. 5:10 p.m., I was with her every second. And it was a tough day, not going to lie about it. And look at what I, my appearance is kind of reflective of yesterday, I guess. But all of you helped me through it, and I want to thank you so much. Really, it means so much to me. All right, people, you know what time it is, right? We got to get back to work. The show must go on. Let's start off with this. So today, we're going to hear from World Control. World Control is about to dictate to us monetary policy. It's an astonishing thing, really. How can we, the people of the world, be free in any way when we live, all of us, under the rulership? It's worse than that. It's central banks got us by the throat, okay? They control the economy. They control the financial markets. They control the financial system. They control the money. Therefore, they control the world. And this has been their goal since the inception of central banking, and they have fulfilled that absolutely here. So anyway, yes, this the big decision is going to come today. My bet here is a 25 basis point hike to the federal funds rate, which will do absolutely nothing, nothing whatsoever to stop inflation from continuing to surge higher. You know, on the back of that, global debt just hit $307 trillion. And this is at face value, okay? We're not talking about all the associated derivatives. Understand, whenever they throw a number out here like this, they're telling you the face value number. But it's multiples higher. I mean, we are seriously in the quadrillions. You want to talk about this number in real terms. It's not that it's out of control. This is exactly what it's meant to do. The financial system is honestly the most, well, it can't actually be understood. There is a select few people on this planet, and I think that you're one of them, who has a very good perspective on this by following this blog, but it's so astronomically just beyond the scope, I think, of anyone on this planet to truly understand. I think that's the frightening aspect of it. But we can make the best sense of it, I think, understanding what's going on and realizing the goals here of the central banking system. Anyway, so with that said here, let us move forward. So we got this Fed decision today. They're going to dictate to us how we will live our lives, what interest rates will be for you and I. And again, understanding the mechanism of this entire thing, how the debt market dictates price for everything. Everything derives value. Every freaking thing derives value from what's going on here in the debt market. Henceforth, why central banks have chosen to do this, rig the debt market to the highest possible order. We've never seen anything like this in the history of the world. And the rigging is continuing. It will never, ever stop. They got the world again by the throat. And it's only going to get worse moving forward here, absolutely. I want to hear from you on this. How can we really, honestly, free ourselves from this? If we have no representation anywhere in the world, there is no, absolutely no interest by our so-called leaders to get rid of these organizations who are public enemy number one. They have no public interest in mind whatsoever, okay? All they want is fulfilling their goal, their end game, to control the world, and that's exactly what's going on here. And people, more and more people are, as you know, being made slaves to the system, dependent on the system. This is exactly the goal of these institutions here as they issue in a new system. Again, a new system is coming, and, you know, on the back of that, let me just tell you what else is going on here. So And do your own research on this so you know I'm not making this stuff up. So hedge funds are now betting big that we are going to have a debt market meltdown. This is like the Big Short, you know, the Big Short on steroids here. A debt market meltdown is a lock. It's going to happen. And we may be seeing the early stages of this right here and right now. You know, Michael Burry here, I have to give the guy some credit. You know, he took his a pretty big bet against the S&P 500. He's been pretty spot on with this since that his timing was impeccable. And, you know, with now hedge funds piling on bets against the debt market, that's an interesting factor. And obviously they believe, as you and I do, that this entire thing is going to melt down and but fast. Again, yesterday's video, I explained how this is going to stop very abruptly at one point. It's absolutely going to. But they're going to hide as much as they can from all of us until, you know, it's a big secret that must be kept. And it's just goes back to what you and I already know, that, you know, nobody knows until everybody knows. And when everybody knows, it's too late. So this is why you and I have to take action right here and right now. So with that said, we're going to keep our eyes on this whole situation after the Fed announcement today. I believe that it's going to be 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We will cover this later in my live stream. You know, again, it's not so much. I think a 25 basis point hike is baked in. It's not so much the hike, okay, because the market knows this is just a token, you know, hike here. It's not going to really affect anything. Definitely isn't going to help inflation. But it's what comes out of its mouth, it, Jay Powell, thing, vomitous mass, later on, after the announcement. You know, he gets his little Q&A where 99% of these questions are scripted. Watch his eyes. He's asked a question. He looks down at the answer, and then he looks back up, and then he will, of course, give the scripted answer as well. You have to understand that the leader of the world, or one of the leaders of the world, which is obviously the Fed chair, cannot be allowed to look stupid. God, I wish I could ask this guy a question. But they won't allow a guy like me to, or you to get out there and question these people. Again, it's all a show. It's just theater. And I think you are well aware of that. So this morning, stock futures are higher. Trading doesn't start for an hour and 10 minutes from the time I am doing this video blog. Things can change. You got stock futures higher. Not much, but higher nonetheless. 10-year yield also slightly higher. Relative strength of the dollar lower. Mannarino Market Risk Indicator, MMRI. Again, free to you, free to everybody. Link in the description of this video. This is about 283.7 last time I looked at it. So we're in a dangerous spot here with regard to risk. Crude oil. Let's talk about crude oil. Crude oil is lower. You and I have been waiting for a pullback. We may be seeing this right now. If we get a pullback here, okay, those of you who maybe missed the first leg here higher, again, you and I have been covering this since $67 a barrel. We nailed it to the wall. An unbelievable run higher. Okay, nothing goes up in a straight line. A pullback right here and right now would establish a new floor and another leg higher. No doubt at all within my mind, and I'm sure yours, that crude is going to be over $100 a barrel in short order. But a pullback here, as I said, you know how it works. We went from 67 bucks up to like 92, drop, new floor, higher. That's how it looks like it's going to play out here to me. Okay, so let's see where that goes as well. Cryptocurrencies under a little pressure today. Gold flat, silver catching a bid this morning. And that, my lovely friends, is where we sit, waiting to see what's going to happen today. Although I would be very, very surprised if I'm wrong on this. Okay, I think it's baked in. The market believes it's baked in. We'll see what happens at the next meeting. Maybe we'll get a pause then. But again, how can they do this? When by, out of their own mouths, we just found out that wholesale inflation came in, you know, almost twice as high as expected. Not by you and me. You and me, I know where this is going. It's got nowhere to go but much, much higher. They're going to do things moving forward, people, to pull cash. And they're setting it all up. I mean, they got this guy, Philip Jeffrey, the new Fed vice chair, his platform of inequality and whatever the freak it is, you know, trying to level the peace. He's obviously a communist to the highest order or some other kind of thing yet to be defined. You know, poverty and inequality is what I was looking at for here. And he's just, what he's doing is being put there. He'll probably be the next Fed chair to help the Fed fulfill, again, their end game to become the lender and buyer of last resort, to continue to inflate on an unprecedented scale along with central banks. And this is what they're going to do to us all. More control and more people are going to be willing to surrender liberties and freedoms, whatever they got, so they can be taken care of from cradle to grave. This is not going to end well. It never does, okay? When people are willing to give up everything so they can be taken care of, it's kind of a crazy situation here. More war, more suffering on a grand scale as well. And I think you and I are on the same page with all this. All right, people, look, I'm going to call this here. Again, thank you so much for, I mean, it was unbelievable. I'm reading all the comments. I'm crying like a baby, you know, reading all the comments. And so many of you have been through the same thing. It's just a terrible thing to have to deal with here. But, you know, let me just say this. As I was walking with Dolly across that rainbow bridge, and I could see the pain and suffering leaving her face, and I can't even describe it to you. It was an unbelievable thing, and she just looked like herself again before all this, the illness. And it was somewhat comforting to know, and definitely comforting to know that she's not suffering anymore. All right, people, with that said, before I'm not going to keep going with this, so I'm just going to start breaking down right here. And I just don't want to do that. So I will see all of you for the live stream. Join me if you can. 4:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Have some questions ready for me. We're going to cover all this. And, it's just going to be a fantastic day. You know why? Because we got each other's backs. Always. Love you a lot. See you later.